Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. I'm here with Iris Bunshaft today. And Iris is giving Lauren a grilling about fines because I think she's probably done something illegal.
No, I think she's just
trying to understand the maintain application process. That's when you are legalizing improvements that were made without a permit. And that maintain application, the fee for it is 2 times the permit fee. So in other words, if you were proposing a project and you're looking to do it and go through the process, let's say the permit fee is $250, but now this is after the fact, after it's done, because it's a maintain, it would be $500. So if it's $50, it'd be $100. If it's $250, it's $500. That's what the maintain application fee is for legalizing things. It's double the permit fee.
And the important thing about that, and the important thing I believe that Lauren is bringing to everybody's attention here is, and this is for anybody, but I'm concerned with seniors, when you're getting ready to downsize and you're making a move, you've gone through everything and you got your plan made, and you have the buyer for your house. The bank may not be willing to give a mortgage when they see something that goes through that's not documented, and then you'll have to go back to the town. That's why it behooves everybody to make sure your papers are in order. Because even in the work we were doing, they made us take up the floor for the plumbing guy to come back because they didn't wait for him. So they did the plumbing, and then they put the floor down. They kept going. And then when the plumber came, he says, I'm not going to take your word that you did the plumbing right. You should have checked. You were supposed to. So they took up the floor. They had to take back. It didn't affect me. The point was that's the whole idea of permits. And have an inspector double check it. But it's important, as you're saying, to go with the Freedom Act, if that's what you called it.
Well, it's a Freedom of Information
Freedom
Act
of
request.
Information, okay.
Just a simple form that you fill out, and then the staff gets your property folder, and you can review the records. And if you have questions, we'll help answer them. We'll let you know what
can
the records show.
Can you make a copy of that?
You can, absolutely. Copies okay. are, it's a minimal fee, 25 cents a page. If you need copies of the plans, okay. those are $5 a page. Those can take a couple of days because they need to be sent out. But it's a fairly simple process. People do this every day. And since we've done this seminar in May, we've had a lot of people come into the building department to see, you know, what's in their property folder. And some people, they find everything is in order. They
right.
have no issues. Some people find some issues. And then they're saying, I'm glad I came in. Because the general crowd that we have gotten at these seminars tends to be older, retired folks that mm-hmm. are thinking about selling one day. So that's why it is really important. And anyone that owns a home should be at this seminar.
What is the difference between villages that have their own building department mm-hmm. and who has the hierarchy there, the town or the village?
No. If you live in an incorporated village and they have a building department, you would deal directly with them. But the concept is still the same.
Right.
You should go to the village building department, your building department, and see what they have. And then ask them what their zoning and codes are. But the whole idea is doing that due diligence and that research so that you know, because when you're talking about one of the greatest investments of your life, your property, mm-hmm. you want to make sure it's all in order so you don't have any issues.
So I'm unincorporated. That's why I went to the town. But if you're in a village,
you go to the village.
Oh,
department.
The village. Okay.
Yeah.
I remember the village, and this is, 30 some odd years ago. I remember the village coming to inspect. Yeah.
Okay.
So, we have 3 dates coming up. The first one is going to be Monday, October 19th at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park, and that'll be at 7 p.m.
They're always at 7. Everyone's at 7.
Yes, every one of these is at 7 p.m. We also have this on our website. If you call 311, that's available. We have them in our building department. The libraries throughout the town have them as well. The next session will be Wednesday, October 21st at Charles Fischillo Park in Carl Place, again at 7 p.m., and then finally, the last one will be Monday, October 26th at the Hector Gale Roslyn Community Center in Roslyn Heights.
Have you thought of having an afternoon as well? Because there are seniors who don't drive at night.
Sure, absolutely. We actually have reached out to a lot of the senior groups in North Hempstead, the heads of all the groups, and offer to come to their meetings or to come speak with them and offer this presentation during the day simply for that fact. Mm-hmm. And many of them are promoting this upcoming program to their group and said they would love to have us in the future. So,
what kinds of groups would you say are the afternoons involved in?
Well, all the senior groups through Project Independence. I've reached out to all of them, Carl Place Seniors, all the groups.
I know you go to the Great Neck Senior Center.
Yes.
I mean, it's you have the mobile.
Yes,
office,
that's another program we do.
That's a huge program, honestly.
That's another program we've done several times. That program, the evening mobile office hours, that is where myself and our deputy commissioner in the building department, we go to different libraries throughout the town in the evenings. That's usually 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And residents can come out and they can have one-on-one consultations with us if they have questions, concerns about any pending projects that they're thinking of doing, really any issues that they're having, and then they can have the time to sit there and talk with us. And it's really been a tremendous success because, again, it's in the evening. It's going right in your backyard, literally, mm-hmm. and really making it more available and accessible for residents, which I think is extremely important. And that's something that was very important to Supervisor Bosworth, is that outreach and that service to our residents.
One thing that you said earlier, which I just caught on, and you're so correct, it's the most people, this is the biggest investment in their life. And yet they'll spend more time planning where they're going to go for dinner Saturday night versus making sure everything is in order. Because when you are going to move forward, and not even move forward, God forbid something happens to you and your children have to take over and sell something, that's much worse. And that's part of circle of support, because you, if the second parent, say, has a stroke, is in a coma, they don't even know who did the work. So now it's just such a bigger burden, and I don't mean it from a bad point of view, that these are the type of things that the person living in the house go to these seminars, get the information, and you just make sure everything's up to code and you got your permits. And if not, it's much easier to fix it.
Right.
When you remember who did the work and say, listen, you got to come back. You didn't finish.
Right. And there's also, I mean, and again, that's why I'm here. That's why, you know, we have other staff, available that helps assist with this as well. That, you know, I'm proud to report we've helped hundreds of people since we've been doing this now, a year and 10 months, all these programs and outreach, that if you have an issue or concern or you're not sure, you can reach out to me. You can get me by calling 311. We can have a meeting. We can go through it together. I would encourage anyone that owns a home to come to this educational seminar. It's really, really valuable, great information. I will be there. The deputy commissioner is there. One of our consultants is there, and he actually happens to be a real estate attorney as well.
Okay.
So it's really a great discussion. It's a great program.
Is it a question and answer?
Yes, it is, absolutely. So we have a whole PowerPoint presentation, and we go over the slides. People, you know, raise their hands, ask questions. It's meant to be interactive.
Okay.
It's, you know, for people to ask questions based on, you know, the slides. What does that mean? Their particular situation. And it's really wonderful. We had over 50 people at all the sessions last time, and I hope that, you know, this time we have just as many, if not more. So.
No, it's a simple thing that people neglect, but it's very important when the time comes. Because I actually go back 2 years ago, my daughter, she was living with us for almost 18 months, which was my pleasure because I had my grandson. Five different houses fell through they were trying to buy. And two of them were a little weird, but three of them were stuff wasn't organized.
Yeah.
And it's like the banks got, and it's like, oh, forget it, let's move on to the next one. And that's a true story. Three different ones that they couldn't get a mortgage because when they went, this was missing, that was missing, and they don't want to get in the middle of this stuff. Now, they didn't mind. I didn't mind at all because they're living with me. But for the person who wants to sell that house and move on, you know, and they've already bought a place in Florida or Arizona, wherever they happen to be going, that's life-changing. And that's stress you don't need that could have been taken care of by calling Lauren or going to one of these seminars.
Right, and that's exactly why we're doing this, is we're trying to make it easier for people. We're trying to help assist them navigate the process. And it's really great to have somebody in a department to help walk you through it. And again, I'll say all the other building departments should follow Supervisor Bosworth's lead, because it's really been an effective, program, all the other programs we do. And I think she's really a leader doing this. And my understanding is I can't find anywhere else in the country that's doing it.
Mm.
It's amazing.
Mm. Well, you know, to my knowledge.
Seniors complain when they try to make a doctor's appointment or get a prescription, push A, push B, go to 2, go to Z. They get crazy. Call 311, ask for Lauren. Mm. It's done. I mean, think about it. That's on top of the importance of it. They've made it simple. Just 311, ask for Lauren Suma, and
we'll help guide you through what you need to do. And like I
and
said,
Laura,
it's...
Is obviously, you are the lead person and the educator, but are there other people in the office who can...
Yeah, I mean, I work with all the staff there. I work with our commissioner very closely, our deputy commissioner, who is also our chief plan examiner. What does that mean? The code guru, I like to say, the person that knows the code. He reviews plans when you file for a permit. He's one of the people that actually reviews those applications. You know, I work with the entire staff there as a team to try to help make it as easy as possible for the applicant. So I think it's been a tremendous success. I think that it's been a very wonderful thing. And, you know, like I said, I'm proud to report we've helped hundreds of people. Hundreds.
We're basically out of time again. I want to compliment Judy Bosworth, supervisor of the town, on implementing this program. And on picking Lauren to do it, because honestly, that's very important too. You can pick somebody to do a job, and when they answer the phone, you can just sense they don't own the job.
Lauren
this is the owns
second
the job.
Time I've met Lauren. She's a very good communicator.
Absolutely.
And that's very important. And we take it very seriously. The supervisor cares very much about her constituents. I take my position very seriously, and the goal is we want to help people. That's what we're here for.
For more information on these What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home, October 19th, October 21st, and October 26th, call 311. The first one's at Clinton G. Martin, then it's Charles Fuscello. And then the Roslyn Community Center. But call 311, register, get your name down, meet Lauren, and have your questions answered. Lauren, again, I want to thank you very much. Iris?
And yes, and all at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. 7 p.m. for every program. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. We'll be right back.